Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the ABCs, Authors Between the Covers. What makes successful authors tick? What does it take to sell that manuscript? Is self-publishing a good option? Or is selling your book to a big publishing house still the only way to fly? What about keeping up with your first big success? We'll talk about all this and more on today's show, hosted by journalist and publisher Hope Katz Gibbs, author of Truly Amazing Women Who Are Changing the World, and PR Rules, The Playbook.
And we're recording. So hello, welcome to our show, Authors Behind the Covers on the Incandescent Radio Network and Incandescent TV. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs. So thrilled to be here with Christine Culley, who is the head of Highlights Magazine, right? It's just the most incredible thing. And it's something that we all grew up with that is now, believe it or not, 75 years old. So on Authors Between the Covers, we're going to ask her a whole bunch of questions, but this is really an article that I was hired by Costco Magazine to write. So it'll be coming in an upcoming issue of Costco's Connection, which you can pick up in all the Costco stores. And if you're a subscriber or you're a member, you get it in the mail, which is very cool. So Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So we have a whole bunch of good questions. 2021 marks the 75th anniversary of Highlights Magazine. Talk about the history of this amazing publication that has touched millions of children.
Sure, I'm happy to. Highlights was started by two lifelong educators, a husband and wife team, Dr. Gary Cleveland Myers and his wife, Caroline Clark Myers. And they were great respecters of children. They believe that kids learn best when learning is fun, when they're engaged and they're having fun. They believe that kids could become thoughtful, literate citizens of the world when they had lots of positive suggestion and positive role models. And they really believe that loving, positive human relationships were the big motivators for kids. Well, really for all of us, right? So between the two of them, they taught at every age level. And Dr. Myers was a trained psychologist. And he worked on some early women's magazines. And he also wrote a newspaper column on parenting that appeared in more than 200 newspapers. So he kind of pioneered that. You know, today there's a lot of that kind of thing. But back then, that was new and fresh. And they were generally on the cutting edge of what was happening in child development back in the day. They took jobs as editors of an early children's magazine called Children's Illustrated Activities, which they loved. And they began to realize that a children's magazine was a wonderful vehicle for conveying their many, many ideas about what kids needed to become thoughtful, literate citizens. And in 1946, they started their own children's magazine.
Wow, Highlights. That's amazing. So what was their philosophy, do you think?
Well, it was just that kids are... you know, sponges, and they're eager to learn. And when the learning's fun, they are all in. They had a lot of training and experience in child development. They knew a lot about it. They spent a lot of time observing kids, and all of this factored into their work. And today we have a set of guiding editorial principles that are rooted in their work and in their philosophy. Obviously, the world has changed a lot since 1946, but childhood hasn't changed that much, and kids haven't changed that much. The way they grow and develop is very much the same. So what the Myers did back in 1946, when they started their magazine, they asked themselves about every piece of content they developed. Is this good for kids? And will it help kids become curious, creative, caring, and confident? And that's what we ask ourselves today. When we start any new initiative, any new product, or any piece of content, those are the key questions. And we call those the four C's: curious, creative, caring, and confident. And everything we do reflects our efforts to help parents nurture children in those four ways.
That's so wonderful. I think that should be those four things, like, better than the four carats of a diamond or the four seasons.
Or maybe even more lasting than that.
Yeah. Right. So talk about some of the stories that we grew up with and how that's changed over the decades.
Well, we do still have some, we call them legacy features. So some of the things you might remember reading in Highlights are still there. Goofus and Gallant springs to mind, right? The feature about two boys, or maybe, as we like to think of them, two sides of the same boy, One boy does things, makes decisions that result in outcomes that maybe really aren't quite what we would desire, and that would be Goofus. And Galen tends to make more thoughtful decisions and have better outcomes. And we, you know, this has been spoofed a lot in pop culture. It's hard to find somebody who hasn't heard of Goofus and Galen, even if maybe not from us, but from some spoof somewhere. But we've updated this feature over the years. They look different. They started out as elves in 1946, and now they're boys, they're people. And that happened quite a while ago. But they look updated and fresh, and they're as relevant to kids today as they were to their parents and their grandparents who enjoyed the feature years ago.
How has the role of women changed in the magazine? How are you portraying girls as opposed, you know, today as, and over the decades?
Well, you know, we really were always on the cutting edge of that. I mean, we were showing female doctors and female scientists in the pages of Highlights long before it was commonly done. And of course, we're still very sensitive to that. In fact, we spend a lot of time today working on making sure that we have great representation of children, because we know our readers come from all walks of life. They're all races, they're all faiths, they come from various socioeconomic backgrounds, they have varying abilities. So we want, our philosophy is just let's show every child in Highlights. We want to make sure every child sees his or her face on the pages of Highlights at some point over the course of their subscription. We work hard at that.
That's so amazing. So tell us about your new book initiative. What's going on and what's the future look like?
Well, you know, when people think of Highlights, they immediately think of the magazine, and that's because we've been around so long. It's because we've had such amazing reach. We've had big circulations for many years. And you know, we were famously in lots of doctors and dentists' office over the years. So a lot of people know us from that experience, and we're really proud of that. But we don't think of ourselves so much as a company that publishes magazines as we do a multi-platform, multimedia company with a philosophy. And it just so happens that a magazine is one of the best ways we know to disseminate our philosophy, but we can also do that through books. So developing a line of books was a perfectly wonderful and natural extension of our magazine publishing efforts. And of course, today we also publish digital products for kids as well. And who knows what it'll be tomorrow.
What are some of the titles that you've published that we can look for?
Well, we do a lot of hidden picture books. And that's one of those legacy features that we were talking about a minute ago. You know, the hidden picture is the puzzle that is a big scene that's interesting to look at in and of itself, but we've hidden many small objects inside. And there has been a hidden picture in every issue of Highlights for Children since the very first one in June 1946. And actually, most of our products have some element of hidden pictures inside them. And Hidden Pictures has evolved. You know, it's not just that classic black and white hidden picture that a lot of people will remember, but it's also color. And we do photographic hidden pictures, and we do glow-in-the-dark hidden pictures, all kinds of variations on that, and it's a big deal. We have also published a really nice set of kindness books, teaching children to be kind, because we're very interested in kids' social emotional development. We're obviously interested in their cognitive development and their acquisition of basic skills and knowledge, but we also are interested in helping them grow to be kind and compassionate and empathetic. We want them to know that if they try their best, they can show themselves and others that they're capable of doing really great things. And we want them to be optimistic. And we like that definition of optimism that says it's seeing the good in yourself, seeing the good in others, and seeing the good in the world. And we think when kids, feel that about themselves and can see all that good, they're going to become people who will make the world a better place. Yeah. In fact, one of the books we're publishing is a book for adults called Dear Highlights. And it's a wonderful collection of the letters we've received from kids over the years. And we've answered every single letter and email we've received, which amounts to hundreds of thousands of letters. We've curated this beautiful collection of poems, drawings, and letters, and that will be published in August.
Wow, what a beautiful 73-year book. Yeah, wonderful. That's very fantastic. So you also have a 15 Minutes a Day series. Tell us about that.
We do. We made this wonderful collection for Costco. It's called 15 Minutes a Day. And the idea came out of the research that shows that, you know, just 15 minutes of really being present in the moment with your kid, working with them in a concentrated way on something can yield great, great results. So this is a fun and engaging way for kids to learn and practice essential school skills. We've added our trademark puzzles and mazes and those hidden pictures we were talking about, jokes and fun artwork, just to make it all more fun. But it's also been fully vetted by teachers, so it aligns with school standards. And we believe that the skill practice and with the combination of puzzles and humor is going to set kids up to be successful in school. Kids will, if they enjoy it more and they're having fun, they'll stay with it longer and they'll learn more. So these boxes that we created, there's one for preschool, kindergarten, and first grade. And they each box contains, I think, 10 fun workbooks, a wipe on, wipe off board for kids to practice on. We call those WOWOs, which I a little nickname I've come to love. And a poster that kids can use to track their success and a parent guide.
Well, that's great. And that's all available at Costco?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, we love Costco. Who doesn't love Costco? Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. So here at Incandescent, we have the Truly Amazing Women series, and we're always curious how women get from where they started to where they are today and what their goals are for the future. So talk a little bit about yourself.
Oh, talk about myself. Well, I have been in this field my entire career. You know, I'm one of the few people who has been fortunate enough to live out her childhood dream. I was an avid reader as a kid. I remember my parents getting lots of children's magazines for us as we were children. And one day I stumbled upon the masthead and this bell rang in my head. I mean, I just had this epiphany. Oh my gosh, it's somebody's job to find all the content and curate it and put it together in this amazing way. And that's what I want to do someday. And I never looked back. So if that's your career aspiration, you want to work for Highlights eventually. So after a few years working for some other publishers, I did come to Highlights, and it's been a wonderful fit. And over the years, I moved into different chairs, overseeing all the content that Highlights makes for kids and sells to consumers. And recently, I've taken on the role of Chief Purpose Officer in addition to Editor-in-Chief. So it's just been a really fun ride, and I feel so lucky, so honored to be able to do what I really want to do, what really speaks to me, which is helping kids.
That's amazing. So where is Highlights headquartered? How many employees do you have?
We have about 500 employees all told in all our divisions. Our business offices are located in Columbus, Ohio, and our editorial offices for the consumer arm of the business is in a little town called Honesdale, Pennsylvania, about 100 miles from New York City. And that was the home of the founders. That's where the magazine was started in 1946.
So did they have kids, and are they part of the family legacy?
They did have children. They had 3 children and 12 grandchildren. And now we have great grandchildren. In fact, our CEO is a great grandson of the founders. It remains a family owned company. And it's really unique in so many ways. I often say to people that Highlights is a company where the goodness trickles down from the top, where the executives and the shareholders and the family members all want to continue the mission of the Myers. And it also bubbles up from the bottom. And any way you look, crossways, up, down, we just have wonderful people, because people come to Highlights because they want to be part of something bigger than themselves. They want to truly do something good for kids and families.
It's so great. It's so lovely to see an organization that actually walks its talk. So, I mean, you see that between the covers, right?
That's right. I hope so. I hope so, because we really do try to walk the talk in so many ways. The way we treat each other in the workplace and the messages that we try to give kids through our content, and even in the parenting messaging and the support we try to give parents, we really work to walk the talk. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful. The 4 C's, great takeaway, and just everything that you've shared with us. Very exciting. So highlights.com, people can learn more and more about you, and at Costco, all of your great offerings, your 15 minutes a day series. That is so fantastic. So happy 75th birthday, Highlights.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to be around another 75 more at least.
Well, God bless you. One last question. So during the pandemic and post-pandemic, what are you tracking?
We've had a really good year. I think we have been able to support parents with some free digital online offerings during the pandemic. And also, of course, we were at the ready with all these great resources that are easy for parents to use at home to support their child's learning. So when parents suddenly found themselves running an at-home school with not a lot of resources, we were able to assist. So it's been an interesting year, and we feel fortunate that we were able to do what we could do to help parents in these difficult times, and also kids. You know, kids were writing us letters about their feelings during the pandemic, and we were able to answer them all and just help reassure them. And as awful as it has been, help people see the silver lining in this, which was an opportunity to bond with your family, to get to know one another maybe a little bit better, and remind each other that this too shall pass. So we hope we help parents create good memories during the pandemic.
Well, that's beautiful. Yes. Well, thank you so much for your time. You are a wonderful guest on our Authors Between the Covers show on the Incandescent Radio and TV networks. And thank you to Costco for this opportunity to interview Christine Kelly on the 75th anniversary of Highlights Magazine. So check out highlights.com. And of course, check out their offerings at Costco. So thank you, Christine. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Hope. It was my pleasure.
That's it for today's episode of the ABCs, Authors Between the Covers, hosted by journalist and publisher Hope Katz Gibbs, author of Truly Amazing Women Who Are Changing the World and PR Rules, The Playbook. Be sure to check back next week on the Incandescent Radio Network for another interview with a successful author who is happy to share their story. Here's to writing your heart out and keeping your dreams alive. Thanks so much for listening.